When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
We are back after the bye week. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, and you. A lot of text messages just boom, boom, boom. Guys coming in at 5:59. We appreciate all that. We'll take a peek at them and get them to you a little bit later on. We'll have Chris Plank coming up of the Sooner Sports Radio Network. We'll have Harry Harrison. We'll have those text messages. We'll also get into the injury report, the good, bad, and ugly, a little SEC Ole Miss news, and more. Hello, fellas.
How you doing?
You know.
How did the Grizzlies and all that go?
Go preseason over. Regular season starts Wednesday. Relatively healthy.
Has it made a big difference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Good.
There's 82 games to be played.
Yeah. Plenty of time to get hurt.
Right. Lots to do. How are you, fellas? We okay?
Doing great, man. Still licking my wounds from Baton Rouge, but
we've just had film session in here, haven't we? We've all been going back and looking at it and trying to dissect it again.
I can't do it. I can't go back.
I can't even talk to clients that have needs or sales or anything, because all anybody wants to talk about is Ole Miss right now, and that's one of my thoughts. I don't think I've ever seen the fan base as mad as they are right now. I can't walk anywhere without people venting.
It doesn't do any good, right, like, to bring up the fact. And you look at the, quote, talking heads, all of the computer models, all of everything still gives Ole Miss somewhere between a 30 to 50% chance of getting in if you win out.
That's right.
It's already having these two this early in it that has got us all in a little uproar.
Well, they've used up their
mulligans.
And mulligans is gone.
There's no
mulligans
more.
Are gone. You got to win out. I mean, but here's the good news. I mean, not many people keep up with teams outside of their team. But if you'd have seen LSU's defense before their bye week, before Ole Miss, I mean, they were horrendous. I mean, what I saw LSU gets Ole Miss is nothing what they've shown in the last year and a half. So that 2 weeks of preparation and maybe some personnel changes can be coming at a good time for Ole Miss.
First part of the program brought to you by First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. Ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Now, Yancey's thoughts. Outback Steakhouse, our partner Steve Grantham, helps bring these to him.
Yeah, first thought. I can't think of another year where a bye week was more needed than this season's. This gives Ole Miss a chance to recoup both physically and mentally while giving the Ole Miss fans a little more time to vent. And vent they have. Thought number two, speaking of venting, in my 27 years of covering Ole Miss, I don't think I've seen the Ole Miss fan base as mad as they are right now, not even the NCAA investigations. Thought number three, I believe getting some key pieces to the offensive line back on the field will be exactly what Jackson Dart needs to get back on track. Thought number four, if I would have told you before the season that Ole Miss's defense would be number two in the country in points given up, 13th nationally in total defense, number one against the rush, and third in red zone defense, would you have guessed they'd be sitting at 5-2? Not me, not in a million years. Thought number five, with Oklahoma firing their offensive coordinator during the week of preparations for the Ole Miss game, they have promoted former Ole Miss assistant Joe John Finley to call the plays for this matchup. This familiarity will give the Ole Miss a better chance to prepare for this key matchup Saturday.
I don't agree with that.
You don't? I mean, no. Lane knows him. I mean, he knows his tendencies.
He didn't do a thing here as far as calling plays or anything. I mean, you know. And I asked Lane that today in a press conference, and he said, man, that ain't nothing.
They're not going to change anything in 5 or 6 days, right? They're going to run their same offense. There may be a few tweaks here or there.
The only difference is the sequence in which he calls play.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, they may put in – now, don't be surprised if they don't put in a few wrinkles.
Sure.
But it's going to be based out of the same system.
So you don't think Lane knows any of his tendencies of before he got to Ole Miss? He didn't do any evaluations of Joe John?
No.
He was just in Boca fishing.
He didn't call any plays while he was here, and that's what he's going to be doing Saturday. But, you know, I mean, there is some familiarity. I shouldn't have been that adamant about it, but he never called plays here. So Lane doesn't know how he's going to call plays. And Pete Golden certainly doesn't.
Yeah. Well, obviously the biggest concern for Ole Miss right now is on offense, right? I mean, not defense. Defense is doing better than any of us could imagine. I'm obviously giving up the 2 fourth-down conversions there in the fourth quarter and also the fourth-down conversion against Kentucky. Outside of those three plays, I mean, they've just been downright dominant. So it's all about the offense.
I was a little disappointed they couldn't put more pressure on Neusmeyer.
It's hard to get pressure sending three, Chucky.
I know, but when they tried to send five and six, couldn't get to them. I thought LSU's offensive line was very.
That's a stat I heard today. Times he's been hurried, which has been 65 times all year, he's been sacked once.
Yeah.
Once.
They got a good line.
That's a crazy stat right there.
Their two offensive tackles projected top two round picks. Yeah. So
they're good.
That doesn't surprise me.
All right, we'll move to the Oklahoma Sooners. It's coming up next. Chris Plank will join us from the Sooner Sports Radio Network. We'll continue in this version of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care. Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
The Farese Group is our partner in retirement. Nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute savings. Farese Group helps their clients. Unparalleled level of service. They deliver the results. Offices, Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them a call. It's 1-877-327-3735. When doing a little research on our next guest, I'm just going to leave it that Chris Plank is with the Sooner Sports Radio Network because, Chris, your business card's not big enough for us to say everything that you do in the world of radio. Welcome into the show.
You guys know the radio world. You got to have about 12 jobs to make ends meet. So that's,
to make a living.
We got right here with Gary.
We were doing the same thing earlier because they asked me. I'm on with the Memphis Grizzlies, too. Regular season starts Wednesday. We got a little bit of everything going on. I feel you. I know exactly where you are.
So
yeah, but I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, man. Talk to us a little bit about the Sooners, things that we don't know, maybe.
They've been terrible. That's part of one.
Okay.
Hey, ask the Ole Miss fan base, and they'll say the same thing about Ole Miss. Don't worry.
Well, but here's the thing, and it's a wild 180. Oklahoma would have killed for this defense for any of their teams over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. This is the best defense Oklahoma has had in the, I guess, you know, I don't know what you consider eras, but in the last 20 years, this is one of, if not the best defenses that it's had. The problem is it's being bogged down by what might be one of the worst offenses that we've seen since the 90s. It's really weird. And for so many years, Oklahoma was that team that had everything offensively and could not do anything defensively. And now it's the exact opposite. And it's really, really hurting them. I mean, think about this. On Saturday, Oklahoma was down 21-0, and the opposing team had 41 yards of offense. I mean, it's unbelievable. And 25 of those came on one running play. And South Carolina didn't even have 100 yards rushing in the game. I know when you get up, you're going to maybe approach things a little bit differently. But, you know, it led to a change in offensive coordinator that went down just in the last 24 hours. So we'll see how OU responds. But it has really been – it's been one of those seasons where you want to be able to celebrate something and the incredible things that are happening defensively with this team, but you just can't because it's been such a regression offensively that it defies logic almost.
Well, does this shock you, though, because you hired a defensive coach for your head coach, defensive coordinator from Clemson for right. 150 years, and that's how it usually works, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, here's what would surprise me is Jeff Lebby left and took the Mississippi State job, and for the most part, they chose to go with the internal elevation, right? Let's keep the system as similar as we can for Jackson Arnold and just see how he handles it. I think what's most disappointing for me and what's surprising is how little the offensive line has come together. Bill Beanbo, to me, still is one of the best offensive line coaches in college football. But this offensive line has consistently regressed, and it's shocking. Andy Staples had a really good article, I think it was last week, about how Oklahoma had struggled recruiting-wise because they just didn't commit the resources and didn't commit the numbers of guys and tried to build through the portal, and it's really been an abject failure. You know, five new starters on the offensive line this year, and they gave up 9 sacks last week, which I think is the yep. most in OU football history. So,
wow.
Is can't it a build bit through the portal in the line.
It's fallen? Yeah. It's surprising how far it's fallen, but I think more than anything, it's disappointing how the offensive line, there's been years, guys, where they struggle to get the season started, but by about the Texas game, it starts to come together. The problem is, by about the Texas game, it started to take even more steps backwards, and then it was a really bad plan with those edge guys from South Carolina. So it doesn't get any easier this weekend. Obviously, heading down, you guys know how good the defense is for Ole Miss, but they got to figure something out, or it's going to get even more embarrassing the longer they go with this.
Let me ask you this. You know, you got a quarterback last year that set all kind of records, and then internally I hear there was pressure to get Arnold on the field, so they allowed him to transfer out. Then they sit Arnold after a few weeks to bring in a quarterback, to me, that looks like your typical best athlete in high school that you put at quarterback. He doesn't look like a true quarterback to me. What's going on with the QB situation?
Well, here's the thing, and again, I know we have a short amount of time, and maybe, guys, we over a cup of coffee on Saturday, we can go even more in-depth on it with the struggles that Oklahoma has had at the quarterback position. But Dillon Gabriel was never coming back to Oklahoma this year. He was off to the NFL. When he didn't get the grade he wanted, draft-wise, he said, hey, I'm going to move a little closer to home. Now, you can buy that if you want or not, but that's Brent Venables' story, and that's what Dillon Gabriel has laid out pretty much through the offseason. The problem, I think, for Oklahoma is when Jeff Levy left, that, you know, Seth Luttrell was challenged with trying to fit a square peg into the round hole. And by that, I mean, Seth Luttrell was always a run and shoot. You know, he was in that Mike Leach coaching tree. That's not Jeff Levy. You know, that's different offensively than what Jeff Levy did. And I think they were trying to mesh those two together, and it just didn't work. You had the offensive line struggles, and it led to, I just think, overall regression for Jackson Arnold in his development. And let's face it, probably put the guy into the fire a little bit too quick for a dude that's going into Oklahoma's first year in the SEC, which, as you guys know and we all know, is the best league in college football. Michael Hawkins, listen, he might end up being a stud. Dad was an NFL player, legacy here at Oklahoma, but he's a true freshman, and what really made him special was his escapability. Unfortunately, he turned the ball over too much here recently, so OU went back to Jackson, who, why did he get booted? Why did he get benched? Because he turned the ball over too much. So it's quite the challenge for those who love revisionist history, because you could sit here and drive yourself crazy with Oklahoma not pushing stronger or harder, if you will, for Dillon Gabriel. But, you know, this is, in a lot of ways, what some people wanted. They wanted to see what Dillon Gabriel could do, and unfortunately, so far, it's just been a challenge. Can something magically click with a new offensive coordinator? I doubt it, but there were some signs of positivity in the way that he battled and the way they got the running game going a little bit on Saturday, but unfortunately, the game was too far in the bag.
Will the four hurt receivers be back
for
the Ole Miss game?
God, no. But there's a chance for one of them. You know, guys, this is new for, I think, everyone, not just in the SEC, but in college football, these availability reports. And I think I heard a joke today that Deion Burks' middle name should be Questionable, Deion Questionable Burks, because that's what he's said ever since the Tennessee game. And I won't lie to you, because I don't like pain, so I haven't checked the receiving numbers. But Deion Burks had missed two games, and then going into last week, he was still the team's leading receiver. So, you know, Nick Anderson was a freshman All-American, and he just hasn't been right. He hasn't been able to get on the field. Jaden Gibson tore his ACL before the season started. Jahlil Farouk is a guy that's just now got his walking boot off, so I would not expect anything to change on the availability report for Farouk. And Andrell Anthony is just – I don't know what's going on there. You know, he came back and he played, caught a pass in one game, and then he had surgery again. So I think any team would struggle when you lose all five receivers that were your top five on the depth chart. But maybe there's a little bit of hope that Deion Burks can get back. And he was your investment, right? That's the guy you spent money on going to get in the transfer portal this offseason. He looked apart early on and in spring ball, but if you can't get him back, that's you kind of are what you are going into this game at the receiver position. And it's just been it's not been very good for Oklahoma, unfortunately.
What is Oklahoma expecting from Ole Miss this weekend with Ole Miss's struggles on offense?
Well, I think that's what's going to make it interesting is I try not to be a big comparative score guy, but watching what Ole Miss did to South Carolina and then seeing what South Carolina did to Oklahoma, it's almost one of those moments where you're like, yeah, this isn't going to end well. But if there is anything that Oklahoma has done pretty well this season, it's shut down the run, slow down the run. And Oakland, they just can't turn the football over, guys, and it's been a terrible problem for them. You know, Saturday against South Carolina, we brought up the three turnovers before you could blink, and you're down 21 to zip. But, you know, even in moments where you're trying to get back in the game, they're fumbling the football. You know, thankfully, I think they fumbled four times and fell on them themselves. They haven't been able to really control the football. So I think what Oklahoma fans are expecting is for Ole Miss to be able to do probably whatever they want defensively to Oklahoma and hope that the Oklahoma defense can hold on long enough to have it be a game in the fourth quarter. And, you know, that's really been the challenge against good teams like Texas, like Ole Miss. Put yourself in a position to where you're in a one-score game in the fourth quarter. We saw what happened against Auburn, and Oklahoma made a little magic happen. The unfortunate thing against Texas, it got away from them, and obviously they were never in it against South Carolina. So it's a different world. It's been a hard adjustment for Sooner fans who have been used to 50 points a game. So they got to put themselves in a place where they're in a position to be close in the fourth quarter. And with Jackson Dart and the talent on offense that Ole Miss has, you know, it's going to be a challenge.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, brother.
Call me Saturday.
Yeah,
let's have a
guys.
Beer.
Appreciate it.
You too.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time for the text messages and injury report in this segment. Big shout out to the guest, Chris Plank. Really good. Gave us some good info from the Sooner really Sports is. Radio Network. Text message line is 662-426-1093. And let's start with Billy and Tyler wanting to know about Dart sacks. Is he holding the ball too long? Is he not going through progressions? What do you say?
I say there are times that he's holding it too long, but the big thing against LSU was he was under fire. And I didn't think the plays that were called gave him an opportunity to succeed because everything was vertical down the field, which you need time to develop. Where are the screens? Where are the little tight end drags? Where are the little short passes over the middle, you know, to make the defense back off a little bit? So that's my take.
Some of those long throws, Yancey, we were talking about it. He's on that back foot because he's having to fall back to try and get the pass
pressure.
Away.
Yeah, I mean, you look, but, going into that LSU game, their defense was not playing well at all. But the one thing they could do was get after the passer. They had tremendous defensive ends. So why do you not do misdirections, quick play developing passes if your offensive line is struggling and you're playing great defensive ends? It made zero sense.
Yeah.
Also, how many times have the Rebels scored 30 or more points in SEC games over the last 2 years? And I'm going to go and combine because we've had...
So we count this year as 1 year? We know that's zero.
Well, we're going to go to the last 2 years.
Last two years.
And then someone says, we got to remember, hopefully we're not about to do this from 2 years ago when you lost 6 out of 7 or five out of six.
4 out of 4.
Or whatever
four
it was.
Yeah.
In that year that the Rebels went 8-5, they scored 52 on Vandy, 48 on Auburn, 31 on Texas A&M, so 3 that year. They had a lot in the 20s. Last season, it was 55 in that crazy game against LSU, 33 against Vandy, 38 against Texas A&M, and that was it. Now, there were some upper 20s, 27, 28.
Yeah.
So we're talking six out of 16 times.
6 out of 16.
Yep.
Yeah. 6 out of 16 SEC games, which is fine. I mean, the thing to me is this year, you return everybody. You know, you got Jordan Watkins, hardly involved at all. You got Caden Prescorn, hardly involved at all. You got 3 offensive line starters that were 3-year starters here at Ole Miss, hardly involved at all. Why are you getting away from players that have been so productive and had so much success going into this season with players that, you know, are unknowns? Bentley, didn't he talk about him? Good gosh, let's don't even get on that. It makes zero sense. You got all these returning guys that have proven themselves, and you're not leaning on them. I don't understand what's going on.
Some of this, I think, has to fall at the feet of Jackson, too, because he got to the point now, I mean, 59 passes to Trey Harris. That's who he's looking at all the time. I mean, last year we had 3 receivers with over 50 catches each. Caden Prescorn had close to 40. So they were distributing the ball better.
Yeah.
I want to see some more
distribution. But the coaching has to tell them after the games, like, hey, we gotta start looking at more receivers. You're going to one guy. It has to come down to coaching to me. I mean, you know, Jordan Watkins and Caden are proven successful players.
Yeah, but those guys are in routes. I mean, they're not just standing over while Trey Harris runs his route, Yancey.
They're
all in the route.
There's got to be more emphasis at practices after the games to get them more involved in the game plan. I mean, I heard Lane defending going to Trey so much. Like, who are you going to take balls away from Trey to get to who? I don't know. There's just the whole offense together is just stunningly just been inept with proven players, and they're playing like they don't know how to win. I mean, LSU and Kentucky, they played like they did not know how to win. They even did against South Carolina. That South Carolina game should have been 55-3. I mean, it was only a 3-score game because they simply couldn't close the deal drive after drive after drive. And LSU, you should be up 21-0, maybe debatable 17-0. It's 0-0. They're playing like they don't know how to win, and they've got a roster full of players that have done nothing but win. None of it adds up.
So that leads me to one that actually came in last week when there wasn't a show, right? Does Judkins make that big of a difference to the offense?
Yes.
I think the answer to that is yes.
Yes.
But it also went on to say Judkins with either another quarterback besides Dart. Would that work? I don't know if that means thinking Judkins, Dart had the problem with each other or what that was. But I think Dart's your better choice as your quarterback,
yes,
right, than those other
definitely.
Two at this point
most
in
time. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Most
yeah.
definitely.
But, yeah, it does make a difference that Quinshon
Judkins
is not.
But you know what? You return Bentley this year,
yeah,
and then he gets his first SEC carry, against LSU, and he averages 10 yards a carry, 111 yards. He wasn't even the leading rusher in the game, rushing attempts. So, you know, where has he been? You know, and all of this, Lane defending, saying, oh, these other guys are Parrish and Jones are playing better. And he kept saying it week after week after week in the press conferences. It didn't add up. You know, we heard he lost his speed. He was overweight all season and all that. Nope, not true. in the doghouse for what? If he is, why is he playing against LSU? Where's the arrest report? What's going on? The players seem to still love him. This is why the fans, I've never seen them this bad.
Ken and Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com. You're looking for some real estate. Give those guys a look online and check them out. We've got about a minute and a half or so for an injury report. Chuck, what you got?
Well, I hope a lot of these are off the injury list this year, but I don't have anything up to date. So we think Princely Manamelon will probably come off the injury list. Trey Harris is a question mark, but I'd feel comfortable that he might be back. Jeremy James should be back. Hudson Wolf's out. Matt Jones, don't know, probably going to be coming back. Chris Graves, he should be back, cornerback. Lewis Moore, yes. And Jaden Williams should be back.
Obviously, no Princely off that edge against LSU was,
yeah,
was
because,
big.
Because you wear out. You don't have a third guy to rush.
And then no Harris deep in the second half as well.
Killer.
All right, OxfordOrthopedics.com for that. Harry Harrison's on the other side.
Let's talk about something that was founded by guys who know a little something about hard work. 5-9 Whiskey. The crew over at Troll Company decided to whip up a bourbon that's all about grit and sweat. So, Ole Miss fan, meet 5-9. Two oil-filled guys figured why not turn our daily grind into something you can sip on. I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made with 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about that name? 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they're wanting you to forget about that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and toll. They work hard, and now they're pouring the same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Seriously, help these guys out. They're literally drinking their profits. So cheers. Head to 59whiskey.com. That's 59whiskey.com. FIVENINEWhiskey.com. And use the promo code CHAMPIONS20. That's CHAMPIONS20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up. It's 59 Whiskey, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Game Day Outlook. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We've spent 32 minutes on the show, Harry Harrison, and I don't think we've solved it all yet, so we're coming to you.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. It's game week once again.
You get the final vote on some of this stuff, Harry.
Yeah. There we go. Run it by me, Chuck.
Well, Harry, defensively, I mean, just playing lights out. If there's one area as pass defense, your expertise there in the secondary, Obviously, Amos is doing a tremendous job on that one side. On the other side, who personnel-wise or schematically-wise, what's going wrong, or is there something to resolve that problem?
Well, I think we moved Jaden Kennedy from an inside safety out there, and he started the Carolina game and the LSU game. And unfortunately, the play that LSU tied us on, Yancey, with 30-something seconds in the game, he had the inside slot receiver who was a little 5'9", 180-pound water bug, and he beat him inside. But he was right there to make the play, but he didn't get any help from the safety. The safety was back in the end zone, and he got no help from the safety. So, I don't know where that safety was. I hadn't looked back at that game. I saw enough that night. I don't have to see it again. But he didn't get any help. But the quarterback made an unbelievable toss, threw it right there where only he could catch it and, throw of his life so far. He's getting better. Yes, Amos has been really the shutdown guy on one side. We don't have as good a guy as Amos on that other side, but Hamilton has played and Chris Graves has played and now Kennedy's has played. Somebody's got to, step up and be the guy, but I think Kennedy's overall has played pretty well. He gave up a big play against that was Hamilton who gave up the big play against Kentucky. But we're really two plays away, guys, from being undefeated. Yep. And that's, that's the only ifs, ands, and buts and all that. But anyway, secondary has not played that poorly. Defense has really played lights out.
What they say, ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, we're going to have one anyway, Truck. So
amen. Amen. Harry, the secondary hadn't concerned me as much as the linebackers in pass coverage. I think Poupon and Daughtry are two of the best in run defense, but I'm not so sure they do much of a job in pass defense. What's your thought on that?
Well, Chuck, really, when you only get help from those guys, you're going to be in zone coverage. And a lot of times, Pete likes to man up out on the corners and play zone on the inside. So you're going to get some help when they drop back. Everybody's running play action, so that freezes linebackers immediately, and then you got to get back. But I think as far as being able – when they've manned up, Chuck, and not been a blown assignment, I think they've covered pretty well. They both can run, so we know they can stay with backs. You don't really get a mismatch with tight ends and backs on them because they both can really run. But, yeah, zone coverage over the middle, there were some big plays missed in the Kentucky game, and, you need some plays missed in the LSU game. But – credit those offensive guys. They have good pass protection, and those guys will find a soft spot in that zone. So, I would give them a passing grade for sure.
No sacks against LSU. We went into the game with 24 leading the country. How badly did we miss Princely?
Chuck, I thought the real battle that night was going to be our defensive front against their offensive line. Two tackles, their bookend tackles will probably go in the first two rounds of the NFL draft. Both are really, really good. And I thought that they really did an excellent job against our pass rush. I think J.J. was able to tip the ball one time out the backside, and that's when we got the interception down in their territory. But did we miss Princely? Sure. He's quite a weapon, and 6'5" and about 250 and can run. Sure, we'd like to have him. But Terry Perkins is a really good football player, and he's played well in his absence. But you'd like to have both of them to keep them both fresh. And, you don't want Terry Perkins at 215 pounds having to play, 60 snaps a game. So you'd like to have both of them fresh. And I believe that Princely Yamata-Malin he'll be healthy this Saturday. I think we'll get him back and several other guys. So, the part that's bothered me more than anything on defense, Chuck, has been the offensive line. And I said this going into the season. You got some all-star candidates there, but when you don't play together, you got to get that rhythm down. Those five guys got to be a little dance troupe, because nobody's going to come straight at you. You're going to have twists and you're going to have stunts and you're going to have all these various things. And what you don't want to do is when somebody leaves, you don't want to chase them because there's going to be somebody coming in on you. And that takes time. And we played some good games with that. Once we got in the SEC and the competition got a little tougher, we've given up some sacks. And, we need to get that rectified and get Jackson Dart back to where he can go through the progressions. But about 2.7 to 2.8 seconds is about all the quarterback's going to have. So you better be going through those progressions pretty quick. So that's what's bothered me more than anything, Chuck, has been the offensive line work. And I think in this off season, off week, we got some guys healthy. I haven't been out there and won't be out there tomorrow. I got to travel, but we'll see if some Jeremy James and Caleb Warren and some of those guys will be back in there to help us out inside.
Hey,
hopefully Jaden Williams. Hopefully, yes. Jaden Williams on the outside left tackle.
Help me out on something, Harry. We put in a running back number 24. Who was that? He gained over 100 yards.
Well, Chuck, don't bring up a sore subject here tonight on a Monday night, my man. But obviously, we had film on him from last year. He had a great game last year against LSU. I'd say he had a pretty darn good game the other night against LSU. And, you know, he's been a question everybody's asked about, and it's not for lack of asking those questions at Kiffin's press conference. But they got him in there, and he showed again what he's capable of doing. So I think you're going to finish the season with him with a lot more carries, and I'm excited about that for him.
Me too.
By the way, I played golf last Friday morning with Caden Davis, and I point blank asked him. I said, Billy had a good attitude through this. He said, excellent. He said, he's come to our special teams meetings and asked what he can do to help on special teams. He said, great, great attitude.
Unbelievable. Harry, let me ask you about a few of these calls, not to cry over spilled milk here, but was that offensive pass interference on the overtime, did he not stiff arm Kennedy to the ground? And on the interception by Dart, that juice, did the guy grab the back of his jersey right there in front of the ref? I mean, could things have been more obvious to you?
Well, yes, if you were in the stadium, you were probably closer than I was. But I thought that there was a push off on the overtime catch. They were both fighting to get in that end zone, and of course, when you see the defender, I don't know if he decided he'd gotten beat and decided I'm just going to bail out. But I thought he got pushed off right there as he crossed the goal line. But you know, it's over with. It's going to get beat again by LSU. We got to play Oklahoma this week and then finish up with a strong schedule in November. So. That was over with, Yancey. I got over that one last Thursday. I really don't want to talk about it.
Hey, Harry, I know you watched Georgia and Texas. Have you ever seen a refs change a call because the fans threw 600 bottles out on the field?
What was the actual statement from the SEC office? I know they had a statement today, didn't they, or was it yesterday, explaining that?
Yeah, but they said
I was at my sister's birthday party with a bunch of people, and we had the TV's on, but no sound. So I really didn't follow that, other than I saw everybody bailing off back onto the middle of the field. Kind of reminded me of the Tennessee debacle two or three years ago when we were up in Neyland. But so let's go back through that again, Chuck. They called pass interference on the Texas defender.
And then they
went and reviewed it for some strange reason and picked the flag up, right?
Yeah.
They went ahead and made the call. They said pass interference, and it's not reviewable. They said pass interference on Texas, and then the bottles rained down, and SEC said we shouldn't let a few fans ruin everybody's – well, if it was just a few fans, they threw about 100 apiece down there.
Hitting the field?
Yeah. And as soon as all that, you know, kind of quieted down, Sark went out there and made them stop. And the refs huddled up and said, well, we've changed our mind.
And it was correct. It was not defensive pass interference whatsoever. But it was just a no call. Yeah, it was no call. Exactly. That's what they called it, a no call.
They made the call. Had they already marked off the
they were about to start marking it off, and that's when the fans started throwing the bottles and everything, and then play stopped for about 15 minutes. Then they came back and huddled up again and said, we come back and there's no pass interference. Harry, real quick, what do you see as the keys for Ole Miss getting back on track offensively Saturday against Oklahoma and just and your feelings on Oklahoma?
Well, you know, as I look at Oklahoma coming into the season, Yancey, I was obviously, you know, I was glad to see we had an open date this deep in the season before we played them. You know, it's a it's a league where you win in the trenches, and it's a league you got to have a quarterback. And for whatever reason, their quarterback, Jackson Arnold, started the season and didn't play well against Tennessee. Well, there's a bunch of people who hadn't played well against Tennessee. He got benched, and they brought in Michael Hawkins, which is a freshman, true freshman from over in Dallas. And then this past Saturday, those two rush-ins from Carolina got after him pretty good. And he really, really stunk the place up. So they changed quarterbacks again in the second half. The key for me, Yancey, is getting that offensive line in sync. Whoever starts doesn't matter to me, but let's get the run game going. Be Bentley, whether it be Parrish, whoever it is, let's get the run game established. Start sucking those linebackers in. They've got a really good one, Stutzman. He's a All-American type candidate, their middle linebacker, and he's a really good player. So they've got some all-stars on both sides of the ball. We just got to play consistent, no turnovers. You know, it's back. Their offense is not putting up a lot of yards in a game. I think they're 15th out of 16 as far as total offense goes on the season. When I look at it, it's 288 yards a game, and the Rebels are averaging 560. Of course, a lot of that came early with a soft schedule up front. But still, they're having quarterback issues. They're just not producing, and their offensive line's giving up a lot of pressure to him. So once again, you know, I think it bodes well for our defensive front to get their offensive run game stopped and get pressure on their quarterback, and then our offensive line gel like I've been looking for the last few weeks and get that run game going. And that'll give Jackson Dart a lot more time to pick out some receivers. And maybe, you know, we get back to the short game, passing game, do a little more dinking and dunking. We seem to have really wanted to throw the ball down the field. And that's great but that's not the percentage of those completions are not nearly as high. It's when you throw a tight end in the flat or a 5-yard slant to a wide receiver or even a bubble screen. We haven't thrown a lot of bubble screens this year. So, you know, they're not asking me how to call this thing, but you asked me, Yancey, and that's a few things I would do.
Amen. I like all of them.
Thank you so much, Harry, as
all right,
always.
My man.
You're
take
the best.
Care, buddy. Have a good week.
You too. Howdy, toddy.
Bye.
Harry with us on the program. Good stuff for him. We still have things going on with recruiting. We have Ole Miss news, good, bad, and ugly. And I don't know if you have that, Chuck, in yours, but Buddy Vance, do you want to mention that?
Yeah, good friend of anybody that knew him, was a good friend of Buddy Vance from Tupelo. He's been struggling with various ailments the last, I'd say, couple of years. He finally succumbed to them yesterday morning and went to sleep and didn't wake up. And rest in peace, my friend, and our condolences out to the family.
Yeah, his daughter, Allie, was in mine and Tracy's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of when I saw the text message, all the wheels start going.
He was a diehard Rebel, folks. Trust me. He loved them.
Absolutely. All right, so we have a lot of things still to go. Still a minute or so left in this segment. I mean, I think Harry kind of basically reiterated what we all said, except let's move on now and play Oklahoma.
I'm glad he clarified who that number 24 was.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, just going forward, you hope that Bentley is the centerpiece of that Russian offense. And
there's nothing wrong with Parrish.
Nothing at all.
That should be a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, it should be a 1-2 punch. But, I mean, Parrish was the third best tailback at Ole Miss the first 2 years, right, behind Ely and Snoop. And, you know, Bentley had proven himself and at least be a 1-2 punch with him those first six games.
They're definitely paying him an NIL contract that he should be the premier back.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
And he needs to be going, but Parrish needs to be heavily involved as well.
We finish the program in just a few minutes.
That's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brewery, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Start with the SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry, diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. The Ole Miss men and women's basketball team will have a party in the pavilion tomorrow. It's presented by our friends at Oxford Orthopedics. It'll be at the SJB Pavilion at 7:30. Programming starts at 8 on Craddock Court. Admission is free and open to all fans, but in lieu of charging tickets, you're being encouraged to donate $10 to the Grove Collective. So if you want to go do that, you can. That's tomorrow. And try and help out as well. And then you've got big SEC games, obviously, along with Ole Miss and Oklahoma. LSU, Texas A&M, two unbeatens get to go against one another after losing their opening game. Vanderbilt's ranked for the first time since 2014.
Good for them.
They get Texas, whose 15-point loss was the largest by an AP number one since 82. Mizzou and Alabama take on each other, too. A couple of teams that, you know, trying to stay in that mix. Alabama's got multiple losses for the first time in November since Nick Saban's first year in 2007.
I tell you what, man, Georgia played mad.
Oh
Lord.
Viewers did very not want mad. Anything to do with Georgia. He was not only throwing his back foot, he was running backwards while he passed.
Yeah.
They absolutely beat him into oblivion.
So, if you will, go to the pavilion tomorrow and give your $10. It goes to the Grove Collective, who we talk about now, to try and enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes, and they bring a little recruiting to you.
Yeah, they're going to need all the dollars they can get for next year with all these holes. They got to fill up on that roster times three from what they spent this year. And one of them they're looking at is Iowa grad transfer running back LaShawn Williams, a 250-pound back, had 870 rushing yards last season. He decided to go in the portal. He's a grad transfer, so he's able to go in early. Another grad transfer, Donovan McCulley out of Indiana. Ole Miss is showing interest in. 6'5", 200 pounds. He had 48 receptions for 644 yards and 6 touchdowns next season. Ole Miss is looking at him as well. 5-star quarterback Jared Curtis decommitted from Georgia Thursday, and Ole Miss went out to scout him Friday, the very next day in Nashville. Lane Kiffin also went to see a pair of 4-stars in Cali last week in Ryder Lines and Vance Spafford. Both of them visited Ole Miss a couple games this past weekend. They're teammates at Mission Viso. Lane went to see 4-star offensive tackle Tyler Miller this past week as well out of Laurel. And then he head over to Oak Grove to see Andrew Maddox, the younger brother of Anthony Maddox at Ole Miss. He's committed to Ole Miss, and Miller is committed to LSU. Randall Joyner saw 5-star rush in Jared Smith out of Alabama this past Friday. Jared came on several visits to Ole Miss over the summer, committed to Auburn, but is still taking his visits. And then Ole Miss hosted 3 prospects over the weekend, even though it was a bye week. T.I. Mims, a wide receiver, and Taylor Graham out of Baldwin County, Alabama. And then 4-star safety Ole Miss commit Keon Young out of Florida was also in town. And that's it.
And finally, the good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Whether they're new roofs, you need inspections, you need maintenance, they've got you covered, home and business. A GAF Master Elite contractor, warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them, 644-4297. And go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good, obviously the Rebels needed the open date to get their legs back under them and refocus on the remainder of the season, starting with Oklahoma Saturday at 11 a.m. in the vault. Hopefully some players have healed up from all the bumps and bruises from the first 7 games without a break, and hopefully they have put the LSU loss behind them. The Rebels still have a chance to reach their goal, but it's going to take a Herculean effort with the road that faces them. Do they have it in them? We'll see. The bad, I'm still not over the loss to LSU. That was a game that should have been won in the first quarter with a 17-0 or 21-0 lead. It goes to show that when you get an opportunity to make something happen in this league, you better make it happen and not squander golden chances away. The ugly, have you ever seen an officiating call that is not reviewable, overturned because some fans threw bottles on the field to play? That happened to Georgia at Texas. Ridiculous. You would think the best conference in the country would also have the best officials, but it doesn't play out that way most Saturdays.
Do you think making them full-time employees would help?
Absolutely it would.
It would.
But
they need to implement a new rule, too, like baseball does in football, where you get at least 1 or 2 challenges, even on calls, right? Like that, like a pass interference to prevent that from happening where they can review it. You don't review every single call on the field or you'd be out there for 6 hours instead of 4.5 now.
Oh my God.
But they should have at least 1 or 2 reviewable challenges from the coaches, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what the NFL does, and they've moved everything else to NFL rules. I mean, you know, why not that?
And it's going to help a team like Ole Miss as well, because we're always on the wrong stick. We saw that where they reversed the targeting call on the LSU linebacker, who was obviously the most impactful player for them that game. And then
Whitwell's ended up with 18 tackles in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many of them after
the
play was changed.
But, hey, big game this week. Hope a lot of Rebels show up. And
they will.
They're loud and proud, and I know it's at 11 a.m., but they hadn't had time to get too much into their Jack Daniels. But bring it in the stadium with you.
No doubt.
All right, friends. We're back next Monday.
Hotty toddy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.